You just said you're pretty confident about the people in that building. The Bible says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. You're just telling me everybody's good to go because you said they do good works, but yet they're ungodly. They're not biblical. They're not keeping the commandments of God. Let me ask you a question. Does this Presbyterian church, what's your stance on homosexuality? I'm just curious.
We would welcome anybody to come in and worship.
Even homosexuals? Mm-hmm. Practicing homosexual?
Yep.
Thank you. That's what I thought. Very liberal, perverted, corrupt. The Bible teaches against that. Now, homosexuality is a sin like all the rest of your sins. No greater, no worse. It is an abomination, but a proud look is an abomination. Your women wearing their clothing and makeup and jewelry is a proud look. That's an abomination to God. Did you know that? So you're full of abominations. And we lovingly come and stand peacefully to call people out of their abominations. And you're okay with your abominations. You're 80 years old. I hope I'm getting around like you when I'm 80. But when you're 80 and you haven't studied the scriptures, I fear for your soul, sir. Let me give you a quick testimony. We became born again, and for 3 or 4 months, we went to an evangelical church. We didn't know what to do. Nobody around us. We quickly started studying the Bible. Within 3 or 4 months, we were out of there. And the last 15 years, I've been born again 15 years, we have been studying the Word of God, testing everything to it. You don't see wedding rings on us. They're pagan. You don't see pagan holidays. You don't see worldly clothes. We don't have a television. We don't follow politics, sports, entertainment. This is what the Spirit and the Word of God does. It transforms you. And guess what? Praise God. I'm a boast in Christ. Call me arrogant. Call me prideful. Within the first year, Walter, do you know how much of the doctrine that I preach today I was preaching within the first year? Take a guess.
A lot.
95%. I did have to tweak a few things. I had to tweak dress. I had to tweak a few things. Is that still working, Deb? By the way, we have this stuff for safety reasons because I've actually been beat up for the gospel. They call the police on us all the time.
Well, you're prophetic. I mean, you experienced the same thing a lot of people did in the Bible.
Well, we're not prophetic. We're just biblical Christians that conformed our lives to the Word of God. And that's what the call for everyone is, sir. Everyone that's born of the Spirit. See, this is the problem. These places are not born of the Spirit of God. I see the fruit. Jesus said in Matthew 7, you know a tree by its fruit.
That's fruit. I've seen
the fruit of this place.
See this?
Worldliness, pagan holidays, false gospels, you misjudging me after 80 years. Did you used to be a pastor here?
No.
Where were you a pastor?
Atlanta area.
A different Presbyterian church.
Yeah.
So you're a lifelong Presbyterian. Okay. So you just judged me wrongly. That's what Satan does. He's an accuser of the brethren, telling me that I'm prideful. Yet Paul said, go preach the gospel. Do you know what a preacher is? How much have you studied? I don't think much. Do you know what the word preach means in the Greek? It's not your pastor dressed up in robes behind a wooden box. Do you know what preach actually means? Public crier. Jesus and Paul and John the Baptist were street preachers.
Okay.
Folks, we're standing here to remind you the Presbyterian church is not telling you the truth. Jesus didn't even rise on Sunday. He rose on Saturday. My website proves it for free. Don'tperish.com. They don't teach you the biblical gospel. Look, they don't call you out of the world. We see feminization, worldliness, carnality. You won't enter the kingdom of God. Hebrews 12 says, lest you are holy, no one will see God. Holiness means set apart for God. Harlotry. The man just told me that sodomites would be welcomed here. This is sin before a holy God. You call them out of their sin. You don't love them in their sin. People came out, ladies come out holding flowers saying love. You don't love people as you let them live in their harlotry, their false Presbyterian ways, whether it be lies, sodomy, drunkenness, smoking, false holidays like Easter. You don't love people, Walter, and the Presbyterians, unless you stand for truth and call them out of their sin. That's what love is. Would you love your grandson as on his way to his heroin addiction to destroy his life and say, here's some flowers and go have some more heroin?
Well, I'll give you a good example.
Of course you wouldn't, sir. You would tell your grandson, I'll pay to get you off heroin.
Two of the people who just came in devote their lives to teaching.
The one that looked like the hooker that
children,
just walked by?
No.
Okay. Oh, you recognize her. The young girl looked like a hooker. He's shaking his head. Yes, we're on audio. Yeah, she looks like a hooker. Now, the men are just as unbiblical, but I got to just call out the women and the men. This is shameful. This is the temple of God. If you're claiming God, it's to be covered and clothed in holiness, and it's to be carried in holiness. Look, another guy laughing like the things of God are funny.
He's a good guy. He teaches people with learning disabilities, a young man who...
That's great. So do atheists. That means nothing. Just because you teach people with learning disability, you're going to lose your soul, young man, unless you're born again. You're about good works. Good works come with salvation. But you know what the good works are, Walter? The good works match God's word. If he works with disability children, but he never preaches them the biblical gospel and they die and go to hell, you didn't love them, sir, in God's way. You didn't love
that
them.
Tree right there.
I see a tree.
Talking about the fruit of the Spirit, it's dedicated to my sister who headed up the efforts in her state to do away with capital punishment. Now, I think she was a good person. First of all,
Jesus said no one's good. She did a good thing, but you're going to die and go to hell doing your good things. You must be under the blood of Christ. And Hebrews 10:26, you know what it says? No willful sin is covered by the blood of Jesus. You've been given a lot of truth, so have all them. If you live in willful sin, it's not covered by the blood of Jesus. And it says fiery judgment is coming for those that live in willful sin. That sin you know is sin. Jesus' blood does not cover all the sin you keep practicing willfully. Go read Hebrews 10:26. 10:27. Don't admire it. You just called me prideful. Now you're admiring me. I love you, Walter. I hope you repent.
You too.
You need to repent. That's why we're here, because we love you. Turn from your sin, Presbyterians.
Thank you for your zeal.
You take what I said is true. Go to the Word of God and you email me and I gave you my word. Anything I've said is false, I will come back and apologize to all these people. If the pastor would let me stand up, I'll apologize. What will you apologize for that you're wrong on? Sin, false gospel, Easter pagan holiday, worldliness. What will you repent of, Presbyterians? Turn and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus said, narrow is the way, few are going to find it.